Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. And the story continues by Xiomara Rodriguez is a fast-moving crime drama that delves into the dark underbelly of horse racing and the criminal element that thrives there. This case takes the crime-solving skills of twin sisters, Captain James Sparks at the San Francisco Police Department and Special Agent Fran Morris of the FBI to bring the perpetrators to justice. Xiomara is now retired after 20 years in the U.S. Coast Guard. After retiring from the Coast Guard in 2014, she founded a nonprofit organization geared towards helping immigrant women, men, and children who are victims of domestic violence and violent crimes in northern Nevada with the help of immigration and referrals so they can stay in the United States and build a better life. A native of San Juan, Puerto Rico, she has dreamed of being a writer since the age of 9. Has previously published stories and poems in various magazines. Last year, her first book, How Could It Be?, was published, receiving 5-star reviews on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and we talked about it on This Week in America. And her latest, And the Story Continues, author Xiomara Rodriguez, our guest, back with us on This Week in America. Welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about this excellent new book that you've written. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me again to your program. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed last year, and this time is a year to the date.
That's just amazing. I was looking back, and it's like, okay, well, I know what we're going to do next year on this date. I've got it on my calendar already. So if you've written a new book or not, you're going to be back, and we'll celebrate the anniversary here on the program. This book is so well done. The book is, And the Story Continues, and we'll talk about it as we go through the program. I want to go back and have you talk a little bit about your background, where you studied, your profession. I said in the Coast Guard, it was more than that. It was a distinguished career in the Coast Guard, and you actually were undercover there. And tell me about your background. It's a fascinating background.
Well, I served in the U.S. Coast Guard for 20 years, 10 of which I was a special agent with U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service. If you have ever seen the show NCIS, my job was very close to what they did.
I mean, that's amazing. You told me that the last time, and I watched with a new interest now, and I'm thinking, boy, that could be you.
Yeah, if you look at the character of Siva David, she's very much like me.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of the interesting things is that she's an immigrant from Israel. I came to the United States, even though I am a U.S. citizen, but I lived in Puerto Rico all my life. And I came to mainland USA at the age of 27.
That's just what a fascinating story. And you mentioned this background. You were with the first Hispanic female on this unit. You've been a path setter in so many areas of your life that you really overcame a lot of barriers, I'm sure, at that time to get that job.
It was really hard because, first of all, I was the oldest person in my class, in my law enforcement class at FLETC. I was female, and everybody was betting that I was not going to make the graduation. I guess I fooled them, didn't I?
You certainly did. We're 10 years on the job. So, yes, I would say that you are the winner. They are the losers in all of that. Our guest back on the program is Xiomara Rodriguez. That's X-I-O-M-A-R-A Rodriguez. Her website is writerxiomararodriguez.com. All this on her website, thisweekinamerica.us, talking about her newest book, And the Story Continues. With that background in law enforcement, did that sort of set the table for the twins that are portrayed in both of your books? Did that give you the background, the interest in doing a crime story?
It was a little bit of the background. But the thing with me is that the characters, and this is going to sound so weird, and it's not, the characters came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have written several kinds of things. Most of the time, I have written love stories, not law enforcement type stories. I also wrote short stories about my adventure as a motorcycle rider. And all of a sudden, my characters are there. Jane showed up and she said, "You have to write a book about me." And it was like, okay. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And I know it sounds weird and I know it sounds funny, but it just, things started coming at 3 o'clock in the morning in my head. And I got up and I sat down and I started writing. And I did feed from my law enforcement background and working with the FBI when I was in the Coast Guard and working with NCIS and ATF and all of those agencies. Yes, that portion fit in with what I was writing. But the characters mainly decided where they wanted to go. And on this second one, oh my God, did they really showed where they wanted to go.
That's interesting, the inspiration. Now, Jane wakes you at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, "I write about me." How did the twin, when did Fran come to you? Did she come later that morning or the next night? Or where did Fran come into this?
Fran came in almost right away, and she says, "Hey, time out. I'm supposed to be here too." I know people think that that's weird, but it's just inspiration.
And there's a great backstory with these two, isn't there? Talk about the relationship. We learned a lot about that in the first book, and it really comes out in the second book, and the story continues. But in the first book there, how could it be? That's when we get a background. Talk a little bit about the backstory with these two.
Well, the two of them are law enforcement. One is at the beginning in book one, one is a lieutenant with the San Francisco PD homicide unit, and the other one is an FBI senior agent that just been transferred to San Francisco. And they have no idea that they are related, less of all that they're twins, until Fran gets shot at the San Francisco PD parking, and that's when Jane finds out that she has a sister. And that's what they have to figure out, what happened to them, and then solve the problem of who shot Fran.
And that all unfolds so well in Ziamara's first book, How Could It Be? That's still available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Grab a copy of that and a copy of the newest book, and the story continues. I mentioned the background on this is horse racing, the underbelly of horse racing. Where did that idea come to you from?
You know, it's, I have two friends and also my mother-in-law. We used to love to sit down and watch horse racing. You know, the trifecta?
Oh, yes.
My mother-in-law and I used to love it. And we just bet $10 in each race. Sometimes we won $5, sometimes we lost the $10. But that was something that the two of us used to do a lot, just sit there and enjoy that time of watching the trifecta. And while I was working on it, I thought, you know, it will be something that will tie my mother-in-law to all of this, will be to have the crimes dealing with horse racing, because that was something that she and I did together.
Yes. Makes a great basis for the story. So many different ways you can go, and you've done such an excellent job with the plot. And I want to talk about that, because you read all the reviews and people say, I love it. It's a quick read. First of all, you can't put it down. Once you get going, it moves so quickly. I'm going to write it out a couple more chapters tonight before I turn out the lights and go to sleep and see what happens here. Talk about writing a fast-moving story, because you've got the knack of doing that. This story moves, and it's fun to read.
Well, it is interesting. First of all, one of the people that inspired me to writing fast stories is Miguel de Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote. But if you go and get his short stories, they are excellent, fast-moving stories. And you are saying, whoa, you can't put it down. And then in the mystery, there is Sidney Sheldon, you know, Heart to Heart. And his books also move fast. And I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to sit down and read and be able to have the story move and take me through different venues and really fast so I could enjoy it. And I picked up a little bit from both, and that's where my fast writing came from.
You know, as a reader, I say thank you. So often we read a book and we could go back and go, you know, chapters 13 and 14, he must be getting paid by the word, because I don't really know that that advanced the story any. From a writing standpoint, how freeing is it for you that you can just go ahead and tell the story and not have to worry about really fleshing it out?
You know, it's when I get an idea in my head, I have to sit down at the computer.
Yes.
Before I used to handwrite it. But now I sit down and I just go, and I just keep typing and typing and writing until everything is down on paper. Then I go back and I start cleaning it up and seeing where the characters are going. But I have to put everything down really fast. And that's how things move. You know, in life, we move a bit on the fast side.
Yes.
And that's what life is all about. Just a little bit of salt and pepper here and there.
Oh, yes, yes. And a lot of meat along the way. And that's what makes the book such a great read. This is the new one we're talking about. And the story continues. The first book is still available. How Could It Be? Receiving international praise and acclaim. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places for doing that. The other thing, when you read reviews of Ziamara's books, they talk about the character interaction. Talk about developing characters and maybe the challenges of having sisters who really didn't know they were sisters, so it's not like this bond has been lifelong. It's something that's new and probably still trying to figure out what the boundaries are on this relationship. Talk about the importance of developing characters.
Well, it is very important for the sisters, for the development of these characters, to make it real, to make it life.
Yes.
You know, if you sit down and you say, okay, all of a sudden you found yourself with a twin sister or a twin brother, how? And you never knew it existed, because sometimes when you come from a blended family, you know you have half siblings and you have all that mixture, but you have been raised all your life as a single sibling. There was nobody else. And you're in your late 20s, early 30s, and all of a sudden you find out, I have a twin sister. How is that relationship going to be? And the twin sister on the other side, she was the only daughter. She has a brother, but she was the only daughter. And all of a sudden, she also finds herself with a twin. How is that going to work? Where are we going to go? It's not going to be an easy relationship. They're two different women raised by two different families, and working in one thing that's common to them, law enforcement.
That's what makes your storytelling so realistic, because if it moved faster, we would go, all those reasons you just gave us, I can't believe they didn't know each other 2 weeks ago, and now they're back and forth 18 hours a day and talking on the phone all the time. It's a slow-developing relationship, and we all can relate to that, and maybe think about that. What would we do if suddenly, at this point in our lives, we found out we had a sibling that we didn't know existed and would change our lives? All of that sort of, the understory as the story continues, the new book by Ziamara. You also deal with crime-solving skills that these two have. Talk about your background in doing that, because did you get some clues along the way from your career to pass along to the twins?
Yes, I have some of my own personal background on it. We have the two twin sisters are so totally different in how they approach law enforcement, how they look, how they work, how they act, how they react to law enforcement, where are they going? And that's where I took a little bit of myself and a little bit of, I want to say, some of my ex-coworkers.
Yes.
And put it together to give each one of them a totally different outlook at how they react to law enforcement. They're not the same. They do not see their work the same. And one is an FBI agent, and that for her is, you know, the other one came up the ranks to become a lieutenant and a captain in the San Francisco PD. That's not an easy task for a woman, especially homicide. So they have, and in the FBI, becoming a senior special agent in charge of a unit, that's not an easy task either.
Our guest in the program, back with us, is Xiomara Rodriguez, and the book is specifically we're talking about, and the story continues. The first book is How Could It Be? Both books are available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the places. Let's talk about real life, because it sounds like you drew on this for the relationships with the different law enforcement people that are in the story. What is that like when you are in a unit and you have your belief, this is law enforcement, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do, and maybe you're working with somebody else close by, very closely on a case, and they've got sort of a different definition. Maybe they've got more gray areas than you do. How common is that, and how difficult is that to work through that dynamic within the law enforcement community?
Sometimes it's hard, but you have to remember their jurisdictions. Each agency has a jurisdiction.
Yes.
This is where we start and this is where we end. And that's the jurisdiction you work within. But if you're in a task force, like on this case, and the story continues, they create a task force to be able to figure out about what's going on with the horses. Then you have a little bit of everybody mixed together to be able to work together to be able to solve the crime.
You know, I mentioned in your case, the first Hispanic female on the unit. Talk about the acceptance. Once you showed them, yes, I can do this, and yes, I made it all the way to graduation. I apologize to those that lost their bets, but you should have known better than to bet against me, because I graduated, I got the diploma, and I'm now your equal. But talk about that. How difficult was it to become part of the unit? What before that was pretty much a man's unit.
It was not an easy task. We are talking about the early 1980s. 1984, I graduated. I got my badge and my credentials. And I went to my first unit, and I found myself that I was the only woman in the office.
Wow.
So I had to prove myself again, and then I got transferred to Florida, and once again, I was the only woman in the unit, and it took some time for my coworkers to understand that no, I just was not a pretty face. I knew what I was doing, and I was doing it very good, and it took a time, but they saw my work, and they were able to understand that I had earned my badge and credentials, that it was not given to me.
Talk about the motivation and the perseverance you decide to get on the unit. Again, that hasn't been done before, and the odds basically appear to be stacked against you, but you kept going. You're now in the unit. You're trying to overcome some of these obstacles, real or imaginary, that are put up between you and the others, and you kept going. How difficult is that, and where in your background did you draw from to get, okay, this is what I want, this is my goal, I'm going to achieve it, and I will overcome all of these obstacles?
Well, first of all, I come from a family of very strong women.
Yes.
Extremely strong women. My grandmother was a very intelligent and strong woman. During the Depression, it affected Puerto Rico a lot. And she decided that she was going to try to help those around her that had less than her. And after church every Sunday, she went and served them coffee and bread, which was something totally common in Puerto Rico. But that was probably the only meal that some of these people had. And people will come and knock on the door and say, why are you doing that? And she said, oh, don't worry. I'm not trying to help anybody. I'm just trying to gossip.
Okay.
But in reality,
yes,
she was trying to help.
A great role model. And that obviously her actions and others in the family very prominent in your decisions and your career to get involved in law enforcement and now being a successful writer. I just want to touch one more question on the career. Working undercover a lot of the time. That it's always great when you're watching on television and you think, okay, how would I act if I was the person who was undercover there? How much pressure is there on you during an assignment like that?
There is a lot of pressure. The only good thing for me was that I spoke both Spanish, English, and some French. So if I was in a bar and people were mostly speaking Spanish, I will speak English and say, "Hey, I do not understand anything you're saying," even though I knew what they were saying.
Exactly, yes.
But I say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm here for a drink. You got, what are you saying?" And people were felt free to speak in front of me because they thought I didn't understand. If it was the opposite and I was in a place where most of the people were speaking English, no hablo inglés. Yo no hablo nada de inglés. No sé qué dices.
Yes.
And again here, hey, she doesn't understand. It was easier that way for me, sitting there just having a drink or whatever, and pe or sitting reading a book and pe in Spanish or in English, and watching what was going on so I could tell and pass the information forward.
Just sort of a sponge in that situation there, and grasping all of this and retaining it. It's just a fascinating background, and certainly parts of that background come across in Ziamara's books. This one and The Story Continues, the first book, How Could It Be? Again, both are available wherever books are sold. Her website, you get information on both there. Writer, ZiamaraRodriguez.com. Ziamara is XIO. I'm going to get it right. XIOMARA Rodriguez, and writer before that, and you'll get there. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. Have you thought about doing an autobiography? I would love to hear all of your stories.
No, I haven't. I'm working on the third book, though.
Oh, good, good.
I'm working on the third book. The characters are moving in a different direction this time, and they're trying to really become sister, and especially Jane with the mother, trying to find a way of allowing herself to be a daughter to this woman that biologically is her mother but never raised her.
Ooh, now how are you coming with that? Are you close to publication?
I am close to finishing the
Oh,
book.
fantastic.
Then I will be sending it to be published.
There are so many places you can go. I love the characters. You've got Captain Jane Sparks, the San Francisco Police Department, Special Agent Fran Morris of the FBI. So you've got that element, the law enforcement, the crimes that they solve and work on together. And this whole family dynamic that just came to be in the last couple of years in their lives, all brought out so well in the books, in the series. So we'll be looking for that as well. Has anybody said, and I'm sure I'm not the first, this would make a great television series? I mean, you've got two dynamic characters here to really build on.
I have thought about it. I'm hoping that somebody will read it and say, "Hey, good characters." But it's again, it's a hope, it's a dream. We shall see. You could always dream. There's nothing wrong about dreaming.
Well, it's been
And
a, I mean, I just say it's been a key part of your life, hasn't it? You've got some dreams and you've lived those dreams.
yes. And you know, one of the great things that I have found in my life is that I found the love of my life, a man that is just so supportive and so understanding and so caring. And so he says, "Is this your dream? Go for it. Don't stop. Just keep going and keep going." And he's always there. So I have been blessed to have this man in my life
Well, it's so
for
important to hear.
41 years.
Well, yeah, it's so important to have someone that encourages the other, and that's another important lesson I hope comes out of the conversation today. That support that we all need and want, and will give to others. And a big part of your life has been giving back. I mentioned the nonprofit that you'd started, which I'd love to be able to talk about at some point. It is always such a pleasure to have you on the program. This book and The Story Continues, along with How Could It Be? Excellent books for the coming summer season. Grab each. It's a great, fun read. It's a fast-moving story. Ziamara, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us once again.
You are welcome. And if you give me a second,
Oh, yes, you got some future events coming up here.
yes, I do. I have in April 23rd, 22 and 23rd, My book will be in Los Angeles. Both books will be in the Los Angeles Time Festival of Books at the University of Southern California.
Fantastic.
And then in May 27 and 28, Word on the Street Books and Magazine Festival in Toronto, Canada. And maybe something in November in Miami.
Now, you've picked some good cities. Those are real good. This is not Ames, Iowa you're going to for. You're going to Los Angeles, Toronto, and possibly Miami. You've got some great cities there. If you're in those areas and going to the book fair, the one in L.A. we've talked about, the largest in the country, it's a chance to stop by Ziamara and meet her and talk about the books. And thank you so much for being with us. You know, we don't have to wait a year. We could do this sooner. So we'll stay in touch and do it before the next year's up. It's always fun to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for everything and for your audience. And yes, whenever you want to talk, I'm ready.
We'll have to celebrate instead of the annual, the every 6 months, we'll have to break it down or quarterly, do something with that. So our guest, Ziamara, that's Ximara Rodriguez, her website, writer, ZiamaraRodriguez.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, KingPagesPress.com, marketing consultant for her on the book, and their website, KingPagesPress.com. All this, of course, on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.